Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing classrooms become bastions of creativity and wonder. And so this podcast and my blog, which is at spencerauthor.com, are kind of the places where I like to explore this intersection of creativity and student learning. And I want to explore one of the concepts of creativity that I think is kind of overlooked. And I think it's too bad because it's one of the biggest things that prevents people from doing more creative work. And it's the idea of creative fluency. Now, a warning ahead of time, I define it a little bit differently than how most people define creative fluency. Most people define it as simply the ability to come up with lots of creative ideas real quickly. To me, that's not creative fluency. We're going to use a different definition, but I'm going to start with a personal story. So here we go. A few days ago, I created a video about how to thrive as an introverted teacher. I sat down in front of the camera, shared some spontaneous thoughts, and then edited it the next day. From start to finish, it took about maybe 45 minutes to make. And while that might not seem all that fast for a, 4-minute video, it was a huge jump from January when it took me, about 14 hours to just edit one video and probably another 3 or 4 hours to get the first take right. Meanwhile, the quality has improved, and I continue to add these small animations, sketches, jump cuts, things like that. As a result, I've been able to reach a state of creative flow in video production. It's the same thing I feel when I sit down to write a blog post, and it's kind of what I feel when I do this podcast. It's challenging, yes, but it's also, effortless. It's focused, but it's relaxed. It's slow and leisurely, but it's also incredibly fast. And that's what happens with creative fluency. It's what happens when my sense of agency and self-efficacy rises, and I feel like I can do exactly what I'm trying to do, even though it feels daunting at the time. But the only way to reach this phase is by going through a more frustrating early phase where I experience this whole sense of self-doubt. Things are slow and clunky and kind of difficult. And in this first phase, I'm also more risk-averse and riddled with self-doubt. Nothing seems to work properly in this first phase, and everything seems overwhelming and slow. And in the process, I've had to think through every single little thing that I'm doing. It's overwhelming. And that's the first phase. That's the slow phase. That's the difficult phase. But it doesn't change for a while. You're just stuck in this crappy place. And you keep hearing people say it's going to improve, it's going to get better, and it doesn't. And right at that moment when you feel like you're not making progress, there's this crazy growth that happens. It's suddenly this spike in your skill level and your motivation level and your self-efficacy. And at the same time, you have this massive decline on how long it takes to do stuff. In other words, you become way, way faster and way, way better at the same time. And you move from being frustrated and confused to really kind of enjoying what you're doing. It's a bit like working out. There's this first phase where nothing works and the results are slow and it's painful and confusing and, it kind of sucks. But then over time, it happens. You just get better. Your creative fluency skyrockets. So what is creative fluency? Typically, experts define creative fluency as the speed and ease of generating new creative ideas. And while that definition captures the sort of purest idea of creativity, most creative work isn't that pure. It's muddled, it's confusing, it's hands-on, and it isn't just coming up with new ideas. It's this second part, this slower part, this part where people generally give up, and it's executing the ideas that you have. People love to get excited about coming up with great new ideas, but how many people actually follow through with those great ideas? I would argue that what people often view as creative fluency, this whole idea of coming up with lots of ideas, is actually more like ideation fluency, maybe even divergent or convergent thinking fluency, but it's not creative fluency. It's a vital part of creativity, but it's a small part of the process. Again, vital, but small. For me, creative fluency is more about the ease of which a person can generate an idea and turn it into a physical, actual reality. While speed is a part of it, it's also about things like agency and self-efficacy and a sense of overall control. It's what happens when you feel like you know what you're doing while you also kind of don't know what you're doing, but in a good way. You're willing to take creative risks because you're not afraid. There are still mistakes through this process, tons of them. Things might even get slow for a while, but there's this confidence you feel as you engage in the creative work. And again, your overall speed tends to get much, much faster. And that's what I'm going for with creative fluency. It's the idea that, yeah, it's not perfect, and you are going to make mistakes, but you don't feel crushed by those mistakes. So, back to the classroom. Why isn't this happening more in schools? Often, schools push creativity to the sidelines. Students might do a culminating activity or visit the makerspace as a reward or spend a few days doing something creative on the margins of what school considers to be real work. And so they don't develop a deeper sense of creative fluency. I remember when I first attempted creative projects with my students. It took 3 times as long as I thought it would take. Students were frustrated. Many of them gave up and decided that they were better off just not doing it. And I felt the same way. I essentially said, I'm done with this. Even though I believed in creativity as an idea, I just didn't think it was really worth our time to waste that much class time doing stuff that was moving so painfully slow. I didn't realize that this was simply the early phase of creative fluency. I didn't realize that if I'd simply stuck around a little bit longer, things would have gotten much, much better. I often hear a similar story with teachers who abandon creative projects in order to meet the needs of a crammed curriculum map. I hear things like, we tried blogging and it took too long, the videos took days, the maker projects took weeks, and so on and so forth. You get the idea. So here's what happens. Students end up stuck in this first phase, frustrated and scared, without ever building that deeper creative fluency. And teachers abandon things like design thinking or project-based learning. And they come to this conclusion that creativity takes too much time. And so the result is this creative chasm between the makers and the takers, the creators and consumers. But here's the thing. if we're willing to stick it out just a little bit longer, the creative fluency actually begins to speed up. That blog post goes from days to minutes. That video production goes from weeks to one class period. Those maker projects become far more engaging and, yes, even faster. And as a result, students define themselves as makers. They experience creative fluency and grow in confidence. I don't think there's a magic bullet here. I'm not saying that you're always going to get every single kid to skyrocket in creative fluency. It's not unlike students who will continue to struggle, say, with reading or writing or computational fluency. But I will say this, the only way that students grow in their creative fluency and in their concept of themselves as makers is by simply spending more time in school doing creative work. Hey, thanks for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. If you enjoy this episode at all, or any of these, would you do two different things? If you'd go to iTunes and leave a review, that would mean the world to me. And then also, if you'd tell a friend about it, let them know. So anyway, have a wonderful day and keep on making.